right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we'll be going to Jonas Stolzfus in a moment. Back in May, the feds launched this is off WorldNet Daily, by the way, Gestapo raid over raw milk. They went in and took $30,000 worth of milk, cheese, and other, and butter. I mean, basically, they took this guy's farm away from him. They took his product away. They took his way of life away. And since then, Jonas and Judy Stolzfus have started the Pennsylvania Independent Consumer and Farmers Association in a direct response to that. It's just a crazy undercover sting. We'll get to him in one moment. Brandon, you called in. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to know, what is the majority of Americans going to do, okay, when the Constitution's put on hold? Like, I know up here in Canada, our moron of a prime minister just prorogued Parliament till, like, the 26th of January. Basically, he's got veto power. He can do whatever he wants between now and then, sign any agreements. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be, you know, privy to the people because, well, Parliament's not in session. So I just want to know, when the massive crisis happens, what's the majority of the people going to do? Are they going to stand up and fight when these government terrorists come kick in your door? Or what?
You know? I don't know. I mean, I expect a lot of them to lay down, to be honest with you, Brandon.
Have you seen that guy, J.J. Johnson? He was on C-SPAN. He was from Ohio. They kept calling him a Nazi because he was a black man, and he was, like, saying, listen, we're starting to build, like, not compounds, but the people in the communities are like, arming themselves to, like, protect themselves because they have rights. And they're not going to lie down and die for this, you know? Like,
well, you know what? They demonized the militia movement back when they blamed Timothy McVeigh for Oklahoma City.
And Waco.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. And they demonized communes with Waco, and they went in there and killed a bunch of people. They've been doing it for a long time, Brandon. Unfortunately, they do have, you know, the public mindset against the Second Amendment, against militias, against, you know, communes. You know, they made David Koresh, and by the way, I'm no Koresh fan, into, you know, him being a religious nut into an excuse to kill a bunch of women and children. So, you know, I don't expect much of an opposition from the American people. I thank you for the call. All right, with that said, we have Jonas Stolzfus on the line. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Out of the Pennsylvania Independent Consumers and Farmers Association. And they started this group, you know, really right after this raid in May. Why don't you just give us some background on this raid, Jonas?
Well, some background. Actually, Alex, there was three raids all together. One happened, give or take, August. $20,000 or so of stuff and equipment was taken. Another in the next spring, again, about $20,000 worth of stuff was taken. And the third one then, after an undercover agent by the name of Kirk, that's K-I-R-K, from the Carlisle State Police Barracks, went into Mark Nault's farm and went in with an old beat-up pickup truck, and the parents weren't home, and so he talked to the children, a young man, and used my name, saying that he said, I'm new in the area, and Jonas and Judy said that this would be a good place for me to buy raw milk. Now, there was a witness to this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And he settled for 2 gallons of raw milk after giving his sob story about being new in the area and knowing me. Mm-hmm. And when he left the site, he said, say hello to Jonas for me. And promptly took the milk to the PDA. They confirmed, yes, it was raw milk. And they promptly, within very few days, came and raided him again. This time they got $10,000 worth of stuff from him. So we have an ongoing case of harassment and persecution of, here's a farmer with 10 children, working hard, making a living, making stuff that people want to buy. People of their own free will come down his driveway and pay him good money for this stuff. He can make a living, but the state thinks they that he has to have permission. I mean, how
The state wants to regulate, you know, not only what we do in our lives, but what we put in our bodies. And that's what this is all about. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, Infowars.com.
Every Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, the Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, filmmaker of Loose Change and Fabled Enemies, sitting in. Before we go back to Jonas Stoltzfus, look, I got to give another disclaimer, I guess, for this Metallica video I just played. You know, I played it for the PrisonPlanet.tv audience because it covers eugenics, it covers chemtrails. You know, for a platinum-selling artist to cover these issues and to play actual news clips at the end of their music video is newsworthy. So all you listeners out there that think this has turned into some kind of hard rock metal show, it hasn't. We played one song in 4 hours. I apologize to anybody we offended. All right, let's get on to bigger and better topics. The fact that the federal government is trying to regulate what we can, you know, eat and put into our bodies, and they're going after all these organic farmers. You know, they want us to eat these GMO foods that are full of poison, and they want to put the small-time farmer out of business in general. If they can't control them with their, you know, surplus farming and having them destroy their corn crop, then they have no use for them, and that's why we've seen just really a demise in this country of the family farm. I live in upstate New York, and more people every month have to give up their family farm. It's pretty crazy to me, Jonas.
It's really bad. Did you know about the Sharon Palmer case?
No, please enlighten us.
Okay. Sharon Palmer, a single mom, California, goat farmer, makes goat cheese for sale in the farmer's market. She has both children. Just, I think it was December 18th, an undercover agent. Here's another case of undercover agents. Come into her farm that she had just moved to from her location and begged her to buy cheese from her. Oh, she said, I can't sell cheese. You have to go to the farmer's market to buy it because I can't sell it here at the farm. Well, maybe I guess it was a she, I forget, talked her into it, finally said, okay, I'll give you some cheese. So she gave the person some cheese. The undercover agent left. Sharon left a few minutes later, went down the road, and very shortly was arrested and brought back to the farm, only to discover she was swarmed with undercover agents, enforcement agencies, which went over her farm to check it out. Meanwhile, they handcuffed this woman. Did you get that? Handcuffed her like a criminal druggie and threw her back in the back of their car, the police cruiser. Then took her in, kept her overnight. The children were parted off to relatives while the goats were left to fend for themselves. Kept her overnight, all right, in jail. For what? Selling cocaine? No. Selling goat cheese. Did you get that? Food. We got something really wrong here.
The fact that our undercover agents are spending time on this. It's not like anybody's complaining that they're getting sick from the food. The food is probably the healthiest food that you can get. It doesn't go through all these processes where, you know, they put all these nasty preservatives and you can't even pronounce half the things that are in your food now. And even when you're buying produce, when you're buying, you know, beef or chicken, a lot of that meat is now cloned when you go to Walmart or Price Chopper or these bigger chains. Your best bet is to go to these farmers market, and now the government is trying to regulate that, so it's impossible.
It's really bad. The story on the complete story on this Sharon Palmer case can be picked up at thecompletepatient.com if anyone's interested. Very, very, a lot of details that are interesting. Mark McAfee made a comment on that case. He said, this is totally, totally, totally ridiculous. What we have here is tyrants posing as police officers. We have people who have no conscience posing as police officers. It's really, really bad. It's like we are descending in some locations into like a Gestapo Nazi Germany situation. It's really bad.
And you know, a lot of people can't even think that way because they honestly believe in this, you know, new president, hope and change. I mean, it's been all over the television, but they don't realize that, all right, for instance, you know, a few months back, a teacher got in trouble because he created his own Obama Youth Corps of young African-American men. And just bring it up yourself. I mean, he's got them chanting Alpha Omega and, you know, I'm going to do this for Obama. So they don't see that. That's like a Nazi youth. I mean, Obama gave his global citizenship speech in Berlin, Germany. You know, this guy is a front for the globalists. I think you're going to see not only regulation of food everywhere, but you're just going to see a massive regulation of everything from our economic system to, I mean, possibly our roadways and our toll roads. I mean, they're talking about a new deal. You know, this is something that was done in the Great Depression, or to bring us out of the Great Depression by Roosevelt. And now the news is prepping us that we're in this other Great Depression. You'd think in a Great Depression when people are going to have a hard time making money and buying food that you'd want a lot of farms in this country to provide that food for people. But no, the government would rather regulate it and ship in poison for us. Why is that?
It's unconscionable. I don't understand it. But we can fight back. Mm-hmm. We can fight back. There is an organization called Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund who is defending Sharon Palmer. This organization, along with the Buckeye Institute, is defending the Stovers in Ohio. And they can use help. If anyone has a buck or two they can send to these places, they can use help because we have to fight back. We've got to push the government back in this thing. We've got to push the government back.
And why don't you give out some websites and phone numbers how people can help? Because, you know, now is the time. It's not to wait 6 months from now when it gets worse. It's already as bad as it could possibly get when, again, you have undercover agents going to small Mennonite farms. You know, I have a large Amish community where I am. I still go to the farmers market. Even where I live, which is about an hour away from where the Amish farmers market is, we have a farmers market every week. And you can go get fresh produce. That might not be around 6 months or a year from now.
Well, the primary agency that's fighting against the government on this is the Farmer to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can Google that, find out where to send some money to help them out. And we need to contact farmers on where to buy stuff. And there's national organizations, localharvest.com. is a clearinghouse for farmers to advertise their stuff on. realmilk.com. Clearinghouse for finding where to get good stuff, good raw milk. Information about our PICFA organization is at info@picfa.org. That's the Pennsylvania Independent Consumers and Farmers Association. We are battling to get the government out of the consumer to farmer relationship. If I can sell you a tomato or a carrot, I can sell you a quart of milk. It is my right as a farmer. If I want to buy from a farmer, it is my right to go him to buy. This thing of having to have permission to do what we've been doing for 10,000 years is totally unconscionable.
Well, it shows the expansion of control. You know, it shows that they're never, ever, ever satisfied. They're not even satisfied with selling the majority of the public poison. They will now want to sell all of the public poison. And why don't you just talk to some of the dangers of these GMO foods and why you should actually go to a farmer's market, why you should buy fresh milk and produce from your local farmer?
Well, the GMO things and the stuff that Monsanto has been passing off on the farmers to inject into their cows so they give more milk, BHT, those things are so, there's so many unknowns. There is one known thing about the BHT, and that is 10% more women, or a woman has at least a 10% higher possibility of getting breast cancer if she drinks milk that's been, where the cows have been injected with this Monsanto growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And there are very, very clear evidence. There's very clear evidence that the Roundup that comes through the grains and the products that are sprayed with this stuff comes right on through the finished product, and the poison in the Roundup comes right on through and affects the people who eat it. The problem with this is most people are not aware of it. They just are not aware of it because the news media is squelching information. Getting back to the BHT, about a year ago, there's two really good journalists on Fox News put together a documentary on this BHT, and they were forced to change it because Monsanto was a big advertiser on Fox. Well, they ended up losing their jobs. Never to get the thing published, Monsanto controlled the airwaves.
And that's on, which documentary is that? I've actually seen that documentary where they were local reporters and they tried to report on it again and again and again, and they were eventually let go, and then they won a lawsuit against the news agency for wrongfully firing them, correct?
That's correct. I think that's correct, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm all, man, I wish I could remember what doc it was, because it was a really good doc, and it shows you the control that these, you know, GM, like Monsanto is the devil, folks. I mean, these guys do not have your best interests at heart. They're not only about a bottom line, but they're literally about genetically modifying what we eat and put into our bodies and having total and complete control over
have
what goes inside of us.
Have you heard the Steve Hickson case?
No, don't, definitely not. Tell us about Steve Hickson.
Steve Hickson, a seed cleaner out in Illinois,
mm-hmm.
was his place was broken into. His address book, etc., was going through, and mm-hmm. they figure he had possibly have a GPS put on his seed cleaning machine that tracked him to every one of the customers. Now his customers are being served with papers, being sued because Monsanto thinks they're using Monsanto's seed. Probably isn't even the case. The seed cleaners are being, it's an attempt to put them out of business. FDA has found seed cleaners to be a source of contamination, which is crap. Seed cleaners just merely cleans the seeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so FDA is saying, well, we've got to put these guys out of business because they are going to contaminate the seeds with their seed cleaners. What they're really doing is cleaning the seeds for using next year. However, with Monsanto, you got to buy new seed every year, and you got to pay them their legal fee every year. Monsanto is putting people out of business, and the yield doesn't get any better. Have you heard anything about over in India where these farmers bought this BT cotton seed and it didn't work, and the farmers in India, there's thousands of them drinking Roundup to kill themselves because the stuff didn't work, or rather the BT cotton just didn't yield like they said it was going to. And they're killing themselves just to get out of debt. It's really sad.
That is really sad, but it just shows you a brutal corporation like Codex, Monsanto, is there to put the little guy out of business. And when you see Codex Alimentarius being pushed and, basically supposed to be pushed by 2012, we may not have a choice what goes in our body. It's PICFA.org, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Don't homogenize it, just legalize it. It's a long-standing tradition, and it's great in the kitchen. Part of a healthy diet, everyone should buy it. It sustained our ancestors, must not be sequestered. Raw dairy keeps you fit. Let's all reap the benefits. So legalize it. Don't legalize it. Just legalize it. Raw milk from the farm surely will not harm you. There's no need to change it. No chemical rearrangement. It's good for your...
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show.
It's five.
And that's David Eisen with the Real Milk Song.
It helps the next...
Hopefully, all you people that called in and hated on me for having Metallica on will now forgive me for having the Real Milk Song and Jonas Stolzfus of the Pennsylvania Independent Consumer and Farmers Association. That's PICFA.org. And, you know, these guys are on the front lines for trying to get you non-GMO fresh foods. You know, not only milk, not only cheese, but produce as well. And it's all under attack from these big corporations and the federal government sending in sting squads, you know, undercover police officers to try to entrap people, like literally begging to sell for a woman farmer to sell a block of cheese. That's what the feds are up to. You know, you think that they're fighting terrorism all the time. No, they're here to go after the common man. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Jonas, how are we going to overcome this?
Dave? Like, yeah, I'm thinking of my buddy Dave who just got done singing that song for us. The way we overcome this is to get into action. First of all, find a farmer and buy it from him. That way he can survive. And, of course, I gave you a couple of websites on how to find the farmers, localharvest.com, realmilk.com. Go to your local farmer's market. Get to know the people. Talk to them. Because there's where you will get food that will help you stay healthy.
Now, a moment ago, you talked about them going after the consumers of this. They went after somebody's list of customers. I mean, that is just crazy to me. And how did this even come about?
Well, in this case, it's Monsanto going after the seed producers and going after the farmers who are keeping their seed and using it over again like they've been doing for centuries. Mm-hmm. This is Monsanto attempting to get control of the seeds and thus the food. But that's a great, great big thing. But we can fight back as consumers by demanding that our government labels the food that is made with GMO. Right now, it's about 90%. But the consumers have a right to know how that food's made. They have a right to know. But as the consumers wise up and educate themselves that there's a health deficiency that this halfway food is giving us, and this is why we have such a health problem in this country. We are not eating nutrient-dense food. The Weston A. Price Foundation has been pushing the idea of eating properly, eating wisely, eating healthy. There's so much research that proves that this is the right way to go. Now, some of the problem is with the GMO is that no one is researching it. We are all guinea pigs for genetically modified organisms.
That's a great way to put it. We are all guinea pigs for this. And not only that, but we live in such a fast food culture that, you know, sometimes five nights a week, these kids are eating McDonald's and Burger King, and then when they send their kids off to school, they're eating Lunchables. I mean, folks, there's literally almost nothing grosser you could give your kid than an Oscar Mayer Lunchable with meat that's been processed 10 times over, cheese that is probably less than 1% milk, if any. And I see people feed their kids this way. And I don't even know how they live with themselves, but you're right. It's because they have no idea, you know, how dramatic it's gotten and how terrible this is to put into your system.
There's a pretty much documented fact that pasteurized homogenized milk will foster earache in infants and young children. It makes infants and young don't get earache. Where if you would feed those infants and young children raw milk, then they'd be much healthier. We had a case of a foster child at our home. We had her for about 3 weeks. We were going to keep her about 2 weeks, interim deal. She came to our home, and she screamed 18 hours of every day for about 2 days.
Was all due to the milk, Jonas. Jonas Stolzfus of the Pennsylvania Independent Consumers and Farmers Association, PFIAC.org.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Big all right, folks, John. We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in all week. We just got done with Jonas Dulcevitz of the Pennsylvania Independent Consumer and Farmers Association. But that's not the end of the story. We actually now have Maurice Thompson of the Buckeye Institute, and they were called to action. Basically, the Buckeye Institute's 1851 Center for Constitutional Law today took legal action, that was in December 17th, against the Ohio Department of Agriculture and the Lorain County Health Department for violating the constitutional rights of John and Jacqueline Stowers of LaRange, Ohio. The Stowers operate an organic food cooperative called Manna Storehouse, biblical reference. ODA and Lorain County Health Department agents forcefully raided their home and unlawfully seized the family's personal food supply, cell phones, and personal computers. See, they don't just take your phone, they take your food, they take your phone and your technology, really just like not only crippling your business, but your day-to-day life. They're really nice people. The legal center seeks to halt future similar raids. I hope so. I hope that the Buckeye Institute can do that. The complaint was filed in Lorain County Court of Common Pleas. The use of these police state tactics on a peaceful family is simply unacceptable, Buckeye Institute President David Hansen said. Officers rushed into the Stowers home with guns drawn and held the family, including 10 young children, captive for 6 hours. See, this is a farmhouse family. I mean, 10 kids and they have a farm? God forbid they feed their kids with the food they grow. This outrageous case of bureaucratic overreach must be addressed, and I couldn't agree more. Mr. Thompson, thank you for joining us.
How you do?
Why don't you first tell people about the organization and then how they can get involved?
Absolutely. Well, our organization is the Buckeye Institute. I run the 1851 Center, which is our legal arm. We litigate constitutional issues that basically implicate people's rights to be left alone by the government. And that comes in a myriad of forms, including lower taxes, less government spending, less government regulation, property rights, and the right to contract issues, like we have here, police state type issues. The Buckeye Institute itself is also a think tank, so it writes policy papers and argues for limited government across multiple areas. Also, education reform is an important issue we focus on. The best way to get involved is probably to go to our website, which is www.buckeyeinstitute.org, where you can check out our work and where you can also check out this particular case. There you'll find about a 5 to 6 minute statement from the family themselves, which I think is very important because people can see that and understand that these are normal people, peaceful people, just like you and I, and that this could really happen to anybody. And there they'll also be able to view our legal filings in the case and follow the case as it proceeds through the courts, and also our press release, which gives a nice, much shorter description and is much easier to read than the legal filings themselves.
Yeah, it's absolute insanity that they raid a family of 12. I mean, you know, the adults, the 10 kids, they hold them hostage for 6 hours. They take not only their food supply, you know, but the food supply that they're going to live off, basically their way of living. And then that's not enough. You know what? We're going to take your phones and your computers. We're going to see who your customers are and who you're contacting. And they're probably going to run, you know, undercover SWAT teams on them as well.
Well, the one thing that you neglected to mention in your otherwise excellent introduction of the issue was the reason for this raid. And I think that a lot of your listeners, I think I've been on the show before, and a lot of your listeners may already be familiar with the issue, but this is a case where a group of police officers show up and engage in SWAT-like tactics, force their way into the house with guns drawn. The lead officer is an officer of the Violent Fugitive Task Force, and the family is rounded up and held while multiple agents come in and comb over the entire property. But the lead-up to that is just as important, and it's important that your listeners understand what precipitated this raid, and these people aren't crack dealers. They're not engaged in any kind of violent crime. Their crime, in the government's eyes, was doing business without the proper license.
And that was selling a dozen eggs. A dozen eggs.
That's correct. That was the only transaction that the government used to justify this raid and to argue that this is a retail food establishment doing business without a retail food establishment license.
It's totally insanity. I mean, you can go get a dozen eggs for less than $2. Here they are spending thousands of dollars to ruin a family's, way of life, really. I mean, what are these guys supposed to do, you know, without their crop, without their food? They have a family of 10 to feed. I mean, this is just, it's beyond insanity. And like you said, you know, these aren't crack dealers. This isn't somebody with a meth house. These are people who are genuinely trying to help other people stay healthy and doing so in really a constitutional manner. And that's why your institute has taken to the cause.
Well, that's absolutely correct. To provide a little bit more background, what the Manna Storehouse basically is a family-run farm and food co-op. What the family does is that they take orders from their neighbors, other members of the co-op, and it is a private co-op. So this is not a Giant Eagle or a Kroger's where anybody can walk in off of the street and purchase food, which is important since there are no arms-length transactions. Everybody that's a member of the co-op knows exactly where the food comes from. It comes from local farmers, mostly Amish and Mennonite farmers in this very rural area. And they've sought out the Stowers family and the Manna Storehouse because the Stowers family has connections to farmers who engage in farming practices that all these people have sought after and approve of, namely pesticide-free produce, grass-fed cattle, grass-fed chicken as well, pastured chicken, So these people have been sought out, and they've freely entered into a contract with the Stowers for the provision of this food. What they do is they order in bulk together. You and I may not be able to either afford or store a 55-gallon drum of wheat or the meat from one entire cow, but if we purchase it together, we can each afford it, and maybe we can split it up as well and then have a place to store it. That's the premise of a co-op, and that's exactly what has been going on up with the Manna Storehouse. And this is of the most fundamental type of behavior. This is the kind of behavior that many people engage in this form and other forms in the country today, and that certainly our grandparents engaged in. You know, how many of us don't have a grandparent that maybe drove down the road to buy some local produce from the local farmer at one time or another?
Yeah, my grandfather had his own little, it wasn't much of a farm. I mean, he'd grow his own produce in the back, and it's something we used to do together when I was a small child, and then we'd harvest it together and we'd eat it. I mean, he used to grow watermelons and cucumbers and carrots. It was actually a nice thing to do, and then, you know, you actually have food that you can feed your kid or your grandkid with a clean conscience. God forbid.
Sure, and the government's argument, and this is an argument by many state governments, not just Ohio's these days, is that that kind of activity should be licensed and requires a retail food establishment license, which is the same kind of license that a very large commercial grocery store is required to have. And what this really gets us into, and I think the Alex Jones Show is excellent for always having individuals who discuss federal constitutional law on, but there's a very important conflict here that's going on in the states. Mm-hmm. And this is between something called the police power, which is the state's ability to regulate things, and our fundamental constitutional rights. And these two are conflicting, and courts aren't always making the right call on these issues. And that's one of the reasons the Buckeye Institute's 1851 Center came into existence. A lot of people may have heard of this term, police power. What does this really mean, though? It actually has nothing to do with the police themselves. What this is the power that government has to enforce laws against people who injure other people. In other words, most of us believe in the Lockean social compact theory of government, that we were all free individuals first when we had rights from God, and that we had inalienable and natural rights from God, and that we came together and formed governments only to protect ourselves from injury from others and to protect our property. That was the fundamental original reason for government. And so instead of engaging in vigilanteism, we delegated to government the authority to enforce these rights on our behalf. That's the police power. And that's really the only legitimate power of government. You know, you juxtapose that with our natural rights, our rights to be free, to use and to acquire property, and for adults to enter into contracts that are voluntary. And there's no question here that state governments don't have the authority to regulate this type of behavior, and that our fundamental rights are certainly at issue in these kinds of cases, dealing with these kinds of contracts and this type of property. And this is certainly the type of behavior that the people engaged in at the time the Constitution was founded, which is also important because most states have residual rights clauses that indicate that rights are retained by the people where they're not delegated to government. And we have one of those at the federal level. It's called the Ninth Amendment. And most states also have those. What that means is that your constitutional rights aren't just the rights that are specified in the Constitution. They include also unenumerated rights that are so infinite so they couldn't all be imagined and put into paper, as James Madison said when he passed the Ninth Amendment.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a grab for more power. So I want to know, number one, where is this case at? Obviously, it's a relatively new case, the Stowers. And then how can people get involved to help this family? Because I'm sure they're going to need help not only on the legal end, but if they took all their food, they're probably going to need some financial help as well. How can people get involved? How can people help the Buckeye Institute and the Stowers family?
Sure. Well, first off, your first question was as to the status of the case. We filed our complaint approximately 1 month ago, not quite that long ago, in fact. So it is a relatively new case. The raid was just on December 1st. Mm-hmm. And at that time, soon after the raid, the prosecutor, the local prosecutor up there, got on the media and thumped his chest and indicated he was going to be filing charges against this family. So we that certainly caught our attention. along with the raid itself. So we decided we would beat the prosecutor over to the courthouse and go ahead and file a lawsuit against them before they filed anything against our clients. Right now, our complaint's been filed. We're awaiting an answer from the government. From that time, maybe about a month from now, maybe a little longer than that, a preliminary injunction hearing will be held. And that'll be a full-blown hearing. We'll have a chance to hear from these officers and from these government agents as to why they did what they did, which should be very interesting. And at that time, the judge will also have an opportunity to enjoin the behavior of the government and to stop them from doing this, at least preliminarily, while the case proceeds over the course of normal channels. As to what your listeners can do to get involved, I would certainly urge them to speak with the ODA about this matter. You know, there are a number of bad actors here. The local health department was certainly a bad actor, and the Lorain County Health Department certainly deserves some flack, as does the Ohio Department of Agriculture. They treated this like a drug raid from the outset and a drug investigation. They surveilled the family. They went undercover and lied to the family to try to become a member of the co-op. And ultimately, the Ohio Department of Agriculture agent got those eggs that you mentioned earlier by staying at the family's house for 2 hours and refusing to leave without them. And so finally they just gave him the eggs and he slapped some money down on the table. And that was the alleged retail transaction that you referred to. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of bad actors here that deserve a lot of flack. And, of course, ultimately the governor of Ohio is in control of the Department of Agriculture because it's an executive agency. So he deserves some heat as well. And it would be good for the court to know that people care about this case because, you know, there are judges are elected, prosecutors are elected, and that's the Lorain County Court of Common Pleas that's currently handling it. And the sheriff up there is elected, so that's important. Perhaps more fundamentally than that, we're always appreciative of donations here at the Buckeye Institute. The website, again, is buckeyeinstitute.org. And the more donations we receive, the more cases like this we can handle. And that's quite important because these paramilitary-style police raids are on the rise, and they're on the rise even in contexts like this where there's only an administrative infraction at issue. And we want to head these off at the pass before they become nationwide and before they become police's regular way of doing business in this country. So that would be quite important if you'd like to see us handle more cases like this one. Other than that, the phone calls are great, and the family could also use support. And if you do donate and earmark it for the family, we can get that support to them as well.
Absolutely. So, listeners, you know, this is a case that you do need to get involved in. Like you said, you want to head these off at the pass. And, you know, the Buckeye Institute, they're institutes that are few and far between with limited, amount of people on the staff. I know I'm in an office with a limited amount of people on the staff, and it really is only through your funding that we're able to do more. And this is something that could probably go on court for a year or two, isn't it?
Well, the way that these things typically work in Ohio, and I think in most states, is that trial court judges are kind of the low man on the totem pole, and they're very risk-averse. They're very unlikely to make a significant constitutional decision on their own. So a lot of times, we will win these cases eventually, but you're right. A lot of times we'll win them in the appeals court or even at the Supreme Court. We can't always win them at the trial court level. So it's true. These cases do take a lot more resources when you're asking the court to find the government's action unconstitutional because, you know, the court ultimately is part of the government too. They're highly deferential to the government, more so than they should be under the Constitution. But they're highly deferential, especially to local governments, because those are the people they bump into in the hallway, you know, in the courthouse every day.
So, exactly. They all collude with one another, and you're right. When you are taking on the establishment, when you're taking on the government, especially at a local level, your chances are not so great at, you know, being able to end the case and end it constitutionally. You often do have to go to the appeals court or a higher court in order to do so, and that takes a lot of funding, folks. It takes a lot of time, a lot of patience, and it takes institutes like the Buckeye Institute to take these on because most people, you know, most people are in the dark about all this. They don't even understand why it affects them. Well, when you can SWAT team an entire family for a dozen eggs, And that that family includes 10 children, and they treat it like a drug raid, like this guy is, you know, selling ecstasy from his front door. I think there's a huge problem with that.
And that really is the whole story, by the way. Some of your listeners might be thinking, well, there's more to this. But there really isn't. Under the Fourth Amendment, one's home is his castle, and he's entitled to a certain amount of dignity and privacy and respect within that home. You know, it was the British soldiers showing up at your front door and writing their own search warrants after speaking with you if they didn't like your answers. It was ultimately one of the events that pushed the colonists here in America over the edge. And so you can't really, you cannot really put a price on how important these protections are. And in
absolutely,
this case,
man,
the family was not dangerous, and they were not going to destroy the evidence. And we are fighting for that right to protect people's homes.
Maurice Thompson of the Buckeye Institute, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take your calls in the last segment. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Again, over at Infowars.com right after this broadcast. We play it on a loop every day. That means you get us six times a day, folks. How many people offer that for free? Not many. And 2 hours of video broadcast for the PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. might explain that Metallica song that I played for most of you guys. I can't believe all the calls we got about it. But when you're talking about eugenics, when you're talking about chemtrails, and you're a platinum-selling band, arguably the biggest band in the world. That's right. Metallica now. Yeah, the Rolling Stones, they're going to die soon, okay? They're not going to be around forever. Metallica, they're going to be around. They're probably the biggest band in the world. And when they're having social commentary on chemtrails, I think it's important, especially when they're pro-chemtrails. That has to be exposed. I want to remind listeners that Tyranny Crusher 1, that's Tyranny Crusher 1 right there on eBay, is going for around 47 G's right now. We need the money to expand. There's a lot of empty offices here. Who knows? Maybe it does well. Jason Burmes comes down to Austin, Texas, and he makes it his home. We'll pump out twice as many movies, folks. I promise you, if I come down here, either that or I'll die an early death from no sleep at all. All right. Remember, Tyranny Crusher 1, if you've got the money out there, I know there are some pretty big celebrities that listen to this show. I don't know if they stay tuned for me, but, you know, if you're listening out there, we could use the scratch over here. Everything gets put into new offices, you know, new films. There it is. There's Tyranny Crusher 1. And just the expansion. I mean, Aaron works so hard here. Rob works so hard to see them both get, you know, the office that they deserve is great. You know we got Jaron here now. You know, Paul Hartman's been here for a while. He came in over the summer. It's just an expanding, great crowd. And if you want us to expand, you want us to get slicker, you want us to reach more people, we need that support. And why not own Tyranny Crusher 1? This is a real piece of history. All right, let's go to the last three callers. You only got a couple, you got less than a minute to make your point, folks. Carla in Pennsylvania, what's on your mind?
I just was wondering what happened to your friend that made the first video with you.
Are you talking about Dylan and Corey?
I think his name's Corey.
Yeah, they're still around. You know, Corey's in college right now, and Dylan's out in California working on some other project. I don't know if it's going to be Patriot-related, but everybody's still working. I'm working on now my second film outside of the Loose Change series. I'm working on Invisible Empire, but, you know, I've also put that on hold while I'm down here to work on the Obama film because it's an important film, and I love Alex Jones's films. You know, I got to help out a little bit.
Yeah, well, we haven't heard much from them lately, so I was just wondering.
Yeah, nope, they're out on the internet. Go check myspace.com. You can get a hold of them. I thank you for the call, Carla. All right, let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I had a comment on the milk thing.
All right.
A way for this to be handled other than the co-ops is for the people who are actually going in to get milk to buy cows from the guy. That way you're getting your own milk. You're not buying milk. You're not buying unprocessed milk. You're buying a cow, and you're using your own product.
You know, that sounds great, Tom. Unfortunately, most people do not have a shed to keep that cow, nor a willing son or daughter to go milk that cow in the morning. I mean, it's a great idea. You know, you live in an apartment, that's also going to be a tight squeeze, you and the cow. I think that, you know, in general, we should probably just stop prosecuting farmers for farming and selling us food that's good for us. That's probably what we should do. Folks, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. Remember, you can get my films, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut, and Alex's films, Endgame, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, over at Infowars.com right now, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. We'll be right back.